You can start it off then.
Do you mean I could start it off? How do you want me to start
it
off?
We need to start it off somehow.
I don't know. We didn't really plan this out.
Hello. You're here with your host, Nicholas Blackburn. Here beside me is my trusty cousin.
Oh, trusty. I like that.
Handsome.
Makes me feel special.
In today's podcast, we're going to talk about what we're going to talk about.
We're going to talk about what we're going to talk about.
It's true, though.
That's a good way to start.
No, yeah. What if we start about you telling us a bit about your week? What have you been doing? What have you been up to?
My week. Oh, now you're asking. What day are we even on?
It's Thursday today.
Thursday. God, you put me on the spot now. I can't remember. I'd say, I think it was Tuesday. I think Monday was a write-off. I can't remember what happened on Monday. That was too long ago.
Okay.
On Tuesday, I went out for a meal.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, a date?
No, birthday meal. My mum's birthday meal. What did I do? I think I did some. It's Tuesday daytime. What did I do? Oh, yeah, it was sunny. It was really sunny. And I fell asleep in the garden. And
Jesus.
I burnt myself to a crisp.
Is that when you were vlogging?
No, that was...
Wasn't that your mom's birthday and stuff?
Yeah, that was on May 1st. And then on... What day was Tuesday?
Well, it's the 5th today, so... It's the 10th today, sorry.
Yeah, so it was like the 7th or 8th or something, yeah. But we went out for a meal.
Oh, nice.
And then Wednesday, yesterday, I did fuck all.
Gaming, streaming.
Streaming.
Yeah, we started streaming again last night. Both of us. Oh, no, actually, it was just you. I started streaming this morning.
Oh, yeah, I streamed for 5 hours, did I last night. But I didn't save the stream, so I couldn't get any clips from it. So it was a bit of a waste.
It's not good enough, is it?
It's not good enough, we're learning as we grow.
Yeah, true. That is true.
And I feel like I'm not growing, so I'm not learning anymore. So that's as good as it gets.
You're at the top, you're peaking.
Yeah, I've peaked. I'm on my way down now.
Oh, God damn it. What do you peak at, like 10 viewers?
Well, I won't go that far. I peak at half a viewer.
Half a viewer?
Yeah, myself. I was only paying half of the attention onto the stream, so it's half, class as half a viewer.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, have you guys been having a lot of vacations over there? Because here in Norway, we've had like 2 or 3 vacation days the last few weeks.
Well, I don't know. Every day is a vacation to me because I'm not working. So I don't know what day it is, what week it is.
Yeah, it's kind of the same thing for me. We're just two dudes sitting in the basement, streaming, podcasting.
Yeah.
Forgetting what day it is.
Story of our lives.
Yeah.
I won't say it's not a podcast, it's more of therapy. A
therapy session.
A therapy for us both.
We can finally talk to another person.
Yeah. It's like an AA meeting for middle 20 year olds.
Yeah, there you have our
not knowing podcast, what to do.
Our podcast title.
What?
Tuesday, Thursday therapy.
Thursday, yeah. People might get the wrong impressions and come in into chat being like,
thinking they're going to get a therapy session.
Yeah, thinking that we're therapists who are giving them all this information.
Yeah, true. So have you tried
charging them?
Have you tried the new you've tried the new Fortnite thing, didn't you? You played it last night.
Yeah, I tried. Well, I played probably about two or three games on Tuesday, and then I played it properly when we streamed on Wednesday.
Yeah.
I don't know. I did get one game where I won.
Yeah, you told me, but I didn't see it on stream.
Yeah, I weren't recording.
Yeah, that's why I don't believe it.
Yeah, but I got a win, but I wasn't Thanos. That's saying it. That's his name.
Yeah, Thanos.
Yeah, I wasn't Thanos, but it was like me versus Thanos, the last one alive, and he was hiding behind a tree. Well, because he's obviously that big, I could see either side of him. So I just shot rocket launchers at either side of him and just killed him. And I think I won the game with like one kill.
So you were just camping the whole game?
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, a win is a win.
True, but it's like as soon as you bump into him, it's impossible to get away from him. It's possible to win.
Yeah. If you don't have a jump pad, though, like just a quick jump pad away.
Yeah, but then it destroys your bridge, whatever it is, your ramp's building up to get some height.
Yeah, true.
He just crashes right through it. You don't got a chance.
Yeah, I only tried a few games this morning, but it wasn't very successful, to put it lightly.
What, was that the first time playing it when you were streaming it?
Yeah, this morning when you were watching. And so you saw what happened.
Yeah, I saw what went down, and it wasn't pretty. Yeah, it's so hard, though, to actually get him, because people, as soon as they jump out of the bus, they just pull the parachute and they, like, hover. And then wait until it obviously shoots out of the sky, and then they all just chase after it. So it's like impossible to try and actually get it.
Yeah.
Because everyone's obviously chasing to get it.
You just got to be pretty much next to him when he dies.
Yeah. It's just like a big rushed first one to get to it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's not going too well at the moment.
What, your life or
well, everything. My life, my gaming, online life, my
online life,
my fantasy life.
we all have that one. The meme life.
The meme life.
Yeah.
I like it. So, what's happened to your week? Have you actually left your bedroom?
Barely.
Other than cutting wood.
well, yeah, that's what I was doing today. I was,
that could mean such wrong thing.
Well, I was cutting planks. That's what we could call it. That's what we could say.
Cutting planks.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds a little less.
My family is building a summer cabin. Getting ready for the summer. I mean, apart from that, I've been just inside.
Are they building it? I thought you already had it, didn't you? No.
We're building an extension.
What's the extension going to be?
Just bedrooms, pretty much. Because there was only like two bedrooms before when we got it. And then I think they're putting on three more bedrooms and a toilet or something. Because it's a summer cabin, nice. So you're not going to be inside the cabin. You just need a place to sleep, and then you're outside most of the time.
Yeah, true. So you don't need it having to be all like too homely.
No.
Kind of thing.
No. Not at all.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So does that mean you'll be having big parties in it and everything?
Yeah, you know. The only thing I'm missing is my boat license.
Boat?
Yeah, because we have a boat there. It's next to the water. So when I get my boat license, that's when the parties are going to be cracking. Because then we can go out to like all the small islands and stuff, and you know.
What is it like right next to the water, and you can just jump like on the boat? Much, and
I think it's 20 something meters away, so you're pretty much right dead next to it, and then the boat is like tied up. I know, right? It's nice.
So you could just like go to like a little island and have like a big party and an island, like an island party.
Yeah, pretty much. Just camp there. The right thing.
I'd be mad that. And then you could just drive the boat as like a taxi to and from the island.
Well, that's going to be charge. Boring if I'm... Oh, yeah, true. Charge everyone.
Yeah, charge people. You could start like a massive festival on an island and be like, people pay to get this boat taxi across. No,
what I would do is drive people out, and then when they're drunk and stupid, I'll just be like, yeah, it's going to cost you £100 to get back.
Like a tourist in a foreign country, and yeah. Taxi drivers take them like... You're just going to take them like right around a lot of different islands and be like, yeah. Oh.
Just drop them off.
Yeah, there was roadworks on that island, so we had to take the long route.
I'll just drop them off and then just like tell them I got to pick up another load of people and then never come back until it's really late.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'll just tell them they'll have to pay if they want to go home.
Is that not classed as like kidnap? Like, what's it? No. Ransom?
Like the no.
No, you won't let them go unless they pay.
Well, it's not there. It's not my fault. They're stupid.
What have you already thought of the targets?
Yeah,
I like it. I like it. So, when's the first big party gonna be at this summer cabin?
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Yeah, I just need to prep a little bit. So get your ticket, plane ticket ready.
Get my plane ticket ready. Yeah. Get me what they call, what are them lights? Strobe light things.
Strobe lights. Bring your strobe lights.
Yeah, and them things that.
Festival clothes, obviously.
Yeah, them paints, luminous paints. And paint my whole body.
Yeah, yeah.
Glow in the dark paint. That's what it's called.
Gonna be glowing on a random island in the Norwegian waters.
Yeah, bollock naked.
It does sound like a good time though.
I could. I'll be like the little windmill. I'll stand on the island naked and just windmill.
Try to get the attention of someone that passes by.
Yeah, be like the lighthouse.
Jesus, I just got that picture in my head.
Oh God!
Like this is what I'm like. This is what I've been thinking about. Like, do you think anyone at all is interested in what we just talked about? If I listen to someone random talking about windmilling on a. An island in Norwegian waters, I'll be like, what am I listening to?
It sounds like some mad party. Where do I get my ticket, my wife?
Count me in.
Yeah. You'll be getting loads of like tweets and stuff soon, being like, where do I get these tickets from for this windmill party? I've got my paint ready.
That would be pretty
I'm
awesome.
I'm all painted up.
People start flying in from like Portugal and like all across the world.
And that's how it starts, isn't it? Yeah. It's like all these big festivals. And start festivals. By camping out.
That would be
this
awesome.
Could be this the start of the biggest Norwegian festival that ever lived. The windmill.
The windmill.
You have to be near. You could either. This is a PG stream.
Well, at least when you say windmill, that's okay because those that don't know what it is, they.
Yeah, but then I thought of a female windmill.
That could work as well.
You can come as the male or the female windmill.
Yep.
Let's just keep it at that. that's PG.
Let's go to the next topic maybe before we go even deeper into.
Yeah,
situation.
I think we should shuffle on before someone says something that's going to get us FBI knocking on our door.
Yeah, it's on the internet forever now.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Someone could take our idea. You'll see it on news in Norway soon. Some lads have started the windmill festival on an island.
Well, I'm pretty sure all our job prospects just went out the window.
Yeah, true. Yeah, we never thought about that, did we, before?
Start of this
maybe
podcast.
We need to, yeah, maybe we need to have this podcast talking about business and investments.
Be
and,
all intellectual.
Yeah, well, I can't see it lasting very long.
No, not really.
We'll be like,
I mean,
yeah, so...
I do have a bachelor, but it doesn't really help me that much. I still don't know anything.
What did you actually learn? Bachelor in what business was it?
It was business and administration.
What's administration? Computers, isn't it?
No, it's like... You mean
I thought,
like...
I thought administrator, you know, like when like jobs like administrator, it's usually like typing on a computer, like documents and shit.
Oh, right. Oh, it's all like management, how to lead projects or lead a firm or a group of people and all that kind of stuff. Administrational work.
So being a boss, pretty much.
In a way, yeah. Being an admin.
How are you going to be a boss when you're looking like some homeless pedophile?
Well, I haven't thought about
it. Is it a work in progress?
Yeah, it's a work in progress.
You still keeping that.
Let's just say I'm still stuck in my parents' basement, so far it's not a successful project, but I'm working on it. I'm working on it.
You gotta start somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
What was it? Apple started in a garage or some shit like that.
Yeah, that's true.
You know. This podcast could be on radio stations worldwide.
Maybe it'll just explode tomorrow when we wake up.
Yeah, wake up and we'll have new stations that are around.
New stations.
About.
Talking about the windmill.
Yeah.
When are you setting up the windmill festival?
It could be. You never know.
Oh, you never know.
Worse things have happened.
That's a good point. But actually, there was something that I wanted to talk about. We briefly talked about it earlier today when we were chatting. And that is the new, like, the new trend thing that I've been seeing, like people on YouTube doing the mukbang.
Well,
I just, like, what do you think about it? Like, I just don't know what I think. It's just so weird, but kind of interesting at the same time. I don't know.
I don't know what I should say. I don't want to... Let's just put it, it's not for me.
It's
but
not.
It is. It's not for me, but it is for me.
It's
like I'd happily sit in front of the camera and eat food all day.
Yeah, but you wouldn't watch anyone else do it.
Yeah, but watching people eat just makes me cringe.
Yeah, that's true. When you can hear the
chewing. Yeah, it makes me just want to punch the person.
It does make you a little bit hungry, though. If I see a person eating pizza, I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, you sat there watching it with your mouth watering and your blood boiling, ready to punch someone.
But I guess when you have the whole celebrity factor or like YouTube star factor, it's a little bit different.
Yeah.
Because then you're watching a person you look up to.
Yeah, true. Give it time and you'll have be on TV. Kim Kardashian will be eating bloody KFC on TV or something.
Oh, you think that's going to be a thing? Mukbang. Instead of like, you know, the carpool karaoke? It's just like mukbang with celebrities.
Yeah, James Corden just munching on a Big Mac on TV for like 4 hours.
Yeah, that's a pretty good idea, though. Like, if we ever have the opportunity, interview celebrities eating food. Because then we can get money.
Interview celebrities eating food?
No, while they're eating food. Like a mukbang thing.
What, just like going to like a restaurant where some celebrities eating food and just like bombard them with questions and the like?
Yeah, pretty much. Haven't you seen like the hot wings thing? It's kind of that. Just that it's really hot wings.
Hot wings?
It's like a YouTube episode. It's like, it's called Hot Wings. And basically the dude has like loads of different celebrities from YouTube or from movies or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they eat, what do you call them? Wings. Like,
well, that's all they eat, just wings.
But it's got like, it starts with a really mild sauce and then they eat through like 10 or whatever, 10 like wings. And the last wing is like super, super, super hot. Like,
what they do? Do they talk, or
yeah?
They just
he asks
eat
them
wings?
Like he asks them questions all the time, keeps them talking. So when their mouth's on fire, they have to try to answer questions and stuff. Dude, it's getting millions of views.
Ideas.
It gets millions of views. So
yeah, but I think some things on like YouTube and that are that like weird that I couldn't see them being on TV. Like it, they're just.
True.
A place just for YouTube,
yeah.
Like the weird side of YouTube.
Well, that's what you said earlier about like your internet life. That's basically like where the weird side of you comes out, where you watch all this, like you see, you're watching people eat food and talking about what they did with their life the last week, and you're like sitting there interested.
Yeah, true.
You wouldn't watch that.
It's like a. It comes out like people's. Nosy side, doesn't it? Like being interested in what other people are doing.
Yeah, that's true.
But obviously, you can't do that in real life because you come across as some weirdo.
The internet's a beautiful place.
Well, at times.
At times, it has its dark sides.
Yeah, true. But I think what's it called? That mukbang.
Yeah.
I can see it just being like a, like obviously it's probably been going for a long time in like, what was it, like South Korea or something?
Yeah. No, I think it was Japan. I remember like that being a craze there for a few years ago.
Yeah, and now
it was
obviously
mostly
like America and stuff are taking all of it.
Yeah, they see that it's working over there and then they're trying it.
Yeah, I'm sure I remember seeing something like on Twitch, like a few years, like a year ago, a year and a half ago of like, watch that, like why do people want to watch this, and now it's kind of like blowing up and videos are getting like millions of views of just people eating.
Yeah,
so
I mean
that's
the thing about YouTube though, there's like something for everyone. Like if you want to watch someone eat, like fine, there's that. If you want to watch I don't know, gaming, there's that, you know. So there's everything.
Yeah, there's anything a lot of want. Weird stuff, isn't there?
Yeah, sometimes I just end up in a YouTube coma. I think most people can
the weird side of YouTube.
Yeah, when you're like suddenly you've just been clicking video after video and you're like watching this random ass video about something, like I can't even think of examples. It's just I don't know.
Yeah, you're watching some like gore, like fucking wearing a dress and walking through like.
Yeah, you're watching like how do what do you call them, seahorses mate and stuff, and you're like, this is kind of interesting.
That sounds like a past experience.
Yeah, I did end up watching that once, and then I was like, what the hell am I doing with my life?
Yeah, you just like click, don't you? Yeah. Like, you just have this like realization of like. What am I doing?
Then
you're like ashamed of yourself that you've just spent like 7 hours just watching random YouTube videos.
And then you're like, oh, maybe I should do something with my day, but it's already 10 o'clock at night. So you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah. You go to bed and be like, tomorrow I'll be more productive. And you wake up and you're straight back on it.
I know. <Yeah. laughs> That's especially with us when we live at home. We don't have a
lady of leisure life.
Yeah, exactly. It's pretty easy because you don't know you don't have any responsibilities. So you've got to structure yourself. Or at least I found myself in that situation a few times.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
It ain't easy.
I could see it being like in 10 years, we'll end up having some kind of therapy for YouTube addicts.
YouTube addicts. I wouldn't be surprised if people like have that condition.
I just can't function. I'm watching thousands of videos a day. Can't get out of bed.
They can find a perfect job in YouTube, like looking through videos.
Yeah, but it's like us. Like we've said we'd do this podcast like 2 weeks ago, but yeah, whenever we're like on Discord together, we spend like hours just watching like streams and YouTube when we actually could have been doing it.
That's what I was telling you like earlier. Like we were having some conversations and they were actually really interesting. We should have just streamed it, podcasted it.
Well, like soon as whenever we come on to like on Discord just straight on stream.
Well, I mean, it's content, isn't it? At the end of the day, it is content, and that's looking for. As long as the content is relatively interesting.
True that. Yeah. But I could see us like forgetting that we're actually on stream and then we'll be just talking about we shouldn't be that.
That's a good point. Well, I've got the Streamlabs thing open right in front of my face.
All right, so you know.
Because I was actually thinking about that when we started streaming. Because I was just like looking at some things online and I was like, shit, I need to...
Oh yeah, what were these things?
I don't know, looking just like the normal things when you're online. Googling. Facebook, you know?
Oh yeah. Facebook.
Yeah.
Good cover up. What was I gonna say then? I had something in my mind.
Uh-huh. Get it out, speak.
You've lost it now, I've gone.
You've gone.
That's the problem with me. I have thoughts that last a few seconds.
And then you're like, that's a good idea. Gone,
yeah. It'd be like, oh, that's a great idea. And then it'd be like 5 minutes. Like I'll come like to write it down or something and then I'll be gone.
Yeah. But that's why like I'm the same, but I always have this piece. What do you call it? Like drawing book? No. It's just like a
notepad.
Yeah, notepad. I always have a notepad next to my desk. So when I have a good idea, I just like write it down straight away.
Yeah, I put it in like my notes on my phone sometimes.
Yeah, you could do that as well. But for some reason, it's just, for me, it's so much more satisfying just writing it in a notepad because it feels professional.
Oh.
Professional.
Feeling professional while you're, what things do you write down in there anyway?
It's just like,
come on, tell us what have you got written down? Let us into your secret.
Well, yesterday I was just writing things I had to do today. One of the things is podcast.
Well, wake up, podcast, eat, game, sleep.
Well, gaming goes under streaming.
Oh. Mm. I like you thinking. So what is it? Wake up, podcast, stream?
No, like mostly what I write in the notepad is just like ideas I have. If it's about a YouTube video or a song or like basically anything, just an idea.
Anything that pops into your mind and then you just.
And I'm like, that's a good idea. I write it down. And if I'm like, oh shit, what was I thinking about again? I'll just go back in the notepad.
Yeah, I'll end up doing that though. I'll write loads of stuff down and then I'll come back to it. I'll be like, what the hell does that mean? That makes no sense.
But then at least like you wrote it down and then it didn't matter, but it could have been a good idea.
Yeah, it could have been.
It's like 1 out of 100 ideas you actually do, or 1,000 ideas. You have like, at least for me, I have 100 ideas written down and then I end up maybe pursuing one of them.
Well, like narrowing it down to like the best one kind of thing, yeah. I get what you mean.
You feel me?
Yeah. Speaking of that, you know, remember when I was talking to you on, well, I wasn't talking to you, but like messaging you on Snapchat about my business idea?
What, that app?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wrote all that down like on notes, you know, like I got like pictures and everything and wrote like bullet points shit like that.
Do you draw it out as well?
Well, yeah, I tried to draw it out, but I draw like a 6-year-old, so it didn't really work out too well.
Well, I mean, as long as you get your idea down.
Yeah, but yeah, I did loads of things and then I kind of like thought about it and thought into it and different ideas of approaching it. And then I thought, it's going to cost money. I haven't got any money.
Yeah, that's what I told you.
Yeah. We need to stumble across someone who's got a lot of money and who's willing to invest in.
That's pretty much anything in life, though. You're like, oh, shit, I want to do that. Then, oh, it costs money. So
yeah, I can't do it. That's pretty much life.
So you got to start somewhere.
And that somewhere is a podcast.
At least for us, it is. But, I mean, we started streaming and then it went over to a podcast.
Yeah.
But that's what we're doing now. We're just testing things. Like, even though we don't feel like we're going anywhere, we're actually, like, testing all the new things that are like trending.
It's,
you know,
better than not trying it. You know what I mean?
Because at least then you know what like the culture is like what the culture, what the people like, and how things work behind the scenes.
What the people want.
What the people want. Exactly.
I feel like we need to like have an intro and an outro music for these podcasts.
Well, like a jingle.
Yeah.
I can make a jingle.
But we need to like singing it like, welcome to the podcast with me, Luke, with and Nicholas.
I mean, that would work.
Don't have that as an intro and the outro. We'll just me singing. No music, just me. Wait.
We'll just clip it. Put it on the start of the, the podcast.
Yeah, just raw. No auto tune or anything. Just be like, okay, to the podcast.
Yep, just raw. Raw material.
Raw, unedited material.
God right. Goddamn right.
But yeah, I think more and more we do, better and better quality you'll probably get.
Yeah, obviously. Like, we got to start somewhere.
Yeah, so obviously, like, we do this and then we'll realize, like, oh, maybe we should have, like, a, I don't know, like, an intro music and then maybe have topics, like we said, and then outro music. So we've got them two things to add in.
Yeah, like, we'll figure out what works, what doesn't work, and then it'll just get better and better and better.
And then we'll just be the best.
We'll be superstars.
And then you'll go and get some 50-year-old woman pregnant.
Wait, what?
And then you'll be living on benefits.
Wait, this is down the road in 30 years. This is now. I'm talking now.
Like, all right.
Yeah. Like,
what do you mean in 30 years? I mean now, you know, get some 50-year-old woman pregnant now.
A cougar?
Yeah, well, I don't know if that's classed as a cougar, is it? Is that not called like a gilf?
A gilf?
Yeah. A grandma. You know what a milf is?
Yeah, or your grandma when you're 50, though?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I guess you are.
But you'll be like, how old are you now? 22.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, say by 23, you'll have a kid with a 50-year-old gilf.
Well, I mean... It's not the worst.
And that's your life planned out.
At least it's not the worst thing that could happen. I mean, it could be a lot worse.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Well,
at least maybe I'm happy with the woman, you know?
Well,
maybe
yeah,
she's rich.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta think on the positive side, you know? The positive side of things.
That's funny. I can just see it happening now. Some, like, big, like, massive 50-year-old woman and you're just there like in the corner like, can I get you some food, love? And she's like, no, rub me feet.
Rub me
feet. I can just see it happening now.
Oh well.
What's happening with your hair anyway?
Well,
what colour are you going for?
Well, I started, for those that didn't know, because I'm pretty sure the people who are listening don't know, but I did have, or I do have gray hair.
You did have, until it all fell out.
Dude, like every time I shower now, there's so much hair that falls off, it scares me.
That's not good. I think you need to kind of get some treatment.
I still have
on
hair
it.
Left though, so and it doesn't look thin, so it's still good.
But it just looks a bit like Peter Pally.
Well, yeah, now it does because I colored it a long time ago, so it started to yellow out a little bit. It's not like all white grayish as it was in the start. Plus, it's been growing out a lot, and I haven't cut it yet.
What is your actual natural color?
I'm like brown with a hint of blonde.
So now you've gone gray.
I'm gray, but like the half of it is brown, and then the other half is, what did I say again? Half is brown, the other one is gray.
Oh, wait, what?
Is that what I said? I lost my train of thought for a second.
Yeah, it's not a good idea you're asking me. I forgot what I just said just now.
I need to open the window, though, because it's getting hot in here.
It's getting hot.
How long should these podcasts be, though? Don't people usually have like an hour or 30 minutes, something like that?
I'd say about an hour. About 40 minutes to an hour, yeah.
Aim for an hour and then cut away the boring pieces?
Yeah. Well, just have it flowing through the main bit and then... Okay. Unless we obviously...
Oops.
You have to go and have a poo. Hey, where's my head gone?
I pressed the wrong button.
He's coming with a big air balloon light. Right. I thought you were opening your window anyway.
Oh, I'll do it after when we're done.
Oh, you're not willing to interrupt the stream.
No, it has to flow. I don't want to lose my train of thought. My vibe.
I like your thinking.
My
like
podcast
thinking.
Vibe.
Ooh.
What am I thinking?
No, I said I like your thinking.
Oh, you like.
I like your thinking. But yeah, I think for obviously the first stream, I think you need to kind of explain yourself what who we are.
Yeah, we haven't actually talked about who we are and what we like and what we want to talk about.
Yeah, so
we kind of touched on it a little bit, like we're unemployed, living with our parents.
No, like how you started off with that.
We've touched on that already.
Yeah.
We have...
Just to explain, kind of, obviously, you're from Norway, I'm from the UK.
Mm.
We're cousins.
Yes, yeah, I'm blood.
22, I think. Yeah, I'm 22.
Jesus.
23 in July. You're 22. Ooh.
Yep. I'm 23 in November.
Oh. And yeah, we decided to do this podcast because we both like talking shit to each other.
Well, we've been streaming. Like, we streamed a lot a few months ago. And then we just got back to it now. And then we've been doing YouTube for a couple of months on and off as well.
Yeah.
And now we're trying out podcasts.
So we're dipping in all different kind of pies.
Exactly. That was kind of dirty, but okay.
That's what they say, though, isn't it? Someone who's like obviously got loads of business adventures, they say they got the fingers in a lot of pies, don't they?
Really? I think that's a British term because I've never heard it before.
Yeah, if say, you know, like these business people have like all different kind of business things, they say
so they have
got
their
fingers in a lot of pies. Thinking about it, it does sound a bit wrong.
Yeah, it does. Or at least for my dirty mind. That was the first thing that came into my mind.
You're thinking about American Pie.
Exactly. That was the first thing I was thinking about.
We're shagging that bloody pie in
the
kitchen.
Well, maybe we should say something about our backgrounds, though.
What about our backgrounds?
Like, where are we? Oh, maybe not. It's a little bit.
Personality.
Like a life recap, you know?
A life recap? I struggle to tell you what happened during my week. Never mind my bloody life.
All right, let's just stick with we're 22-year-olds, unemployed.
You're from Norway. I'm from the UK.
We stream, yeah. Podcast, make YouTube videos. We game. I'm trying to pursue music, becoming a music artist or performing artist. Or producer. Producer slash artist.
Sounds like you don't know what you sound.
I forgot about that bit, though. That's the main reason why I'm here. Like, not working, because I'm trying to pursue music.
Yeah, it sounds a bit better now.
Yeah. At least I have a goal, a dream.
So go through the story of your music.
Well, it's...
Did you stumble upon a guitar when you were 3 years old?
Almost.
You've never looked back. Almost.
Almost.
Actually right.
Yeah. It actually started with guitar when I was really young. I went to like a music class for guitar at a local music school for like 3 years or something. But that was a long time ago, so I don't know how to play guitar anymore.
What, like when you were about like six or something?
No, not that long. I would say, actually, maybe it's not that long ago. I was around.
Oh, it was only last week.
I was a teen. I was going into my teenage years, the start of my teenage years. And then after that, I had a friend who was rapping and producing beats, and he kind of introduced me to the whole producing thing.
Right.
And then I stopped with the guitar and continued producing. And then I just kept on producing and producing, and I've been selling music for a long time. That's how I financed myself through my bachelor. So I didn't really have a part-time job because I was just selling music instead.
All right. So that's how you, what you lived off, kind of.
Yeah. So, and now, after my bachelor, I came home because I wanted to try to pursue it as a full-time job instead of just, like, fun hobby.
Going straight into work, yeah.
Yeah.
Not bad. And how's it going so far?
It's all right. It's going slow. But I'm the last, well, I started, like, 7 months ago or something.
Yeah.
Like, doing it as a 100% thing. And I haven't made money yet, but everything I've been doing is just for free, just to get to know people and to learn.
Right.
So I haven't come far, but I've definitely learned a lot.
Because I know you were saying now that obviously you're making English track now that you just started.
Yeah, I'm trying, I'm going English tracks and Norwegian tracks. Depends who I work on, like who I work with. Everything I do.
So what? What are you doing? At the moment, are you making kind of like music for people?
Yeah.
Or are you making music for yourself?
Producing for other people, but at the same time, I'm trying to find like my own sound and my own.
Your own genre.
Yeah. So I'm just trying loads of different things just to find my self, I guess.
I'm just trying to find myself.
I'm just trying to find myself. I'm going through a phase, okay?
That's funny. So, where do you see yourself in 5 years in this music?
Well, a few weeks ago, I told myself that I would be in LA in 2 years.
The very best.
In 2 years, I would be in LA. Because that's
you told yourself this when?
Like a few weeks ago. Maybe up again. Like maybe a month ago.
Right.
Because so that's like my goal. Because that's like the music.
23 months left.
Yeah, pretty much. Because that's pretty much like the center of music right now. That's where all the artists are.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, in like Beverly Hills and shiz.
Yeah, so that's in 2 years. So in 5, I would see myself
as big as like David Guetta and stuff.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
At least having singles, I get the amount of like attention as he gets. You know.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
So, what kind of genre are you swaying towards?
Pop.
Like, yeah, but why? What's classed as pop?
Well, pop is just a mixture of genres that the public likes. Like the
genre. Like, who would you kind of associate yourself with? Not with. What's the word? Kind of who do you relate to in the pop world at the minute,
as like
you
an
aspire
artist?
To, yeah.
I do like. Have you heard about Logic?
Yeah,
the
yeah.
rapper.
Like, yeah, yeah,
I'm not a rapper like he is, but he kind of, yeah. Of course, he had a lot. He had a much harder like upbringing and stuff, but like his mindset and how he thinks about things. That's how I like his work ethic and how he works and. Just thinks about things.
And he's kind of, his music's not like the standard rapper where it's all about shooting. And
yeah, yeah. He made his own route, you know, his own path.
Yeah, it's all about like actual meaningful stuff.
Yeah, and he produced a lot himself and stuff, so.
Yeah, because I remember like listening to music on like YouTube before he actually, on like no copyright sounds and that, like songs that he was making.
Yeah, and I actually just saw, he had a documentary on, there was a new Netflix documentary called Rapture.
Yeah.
And him and, like, you've probably heard about G-Eazy as well. There was a lot of other rappers. But he was one of them, where he tells his life story and how he's come to where he is and stuff. And he was, like, in the beginning, he was just selling CDs and on the streets and just hustling. Yeah,
doing anything he can.
Yeah.
Well, that's how it starts, isn't it?
Obviously,
that's
I'm not going to do that. But...
No, you're too...
I don't think anyone would buy CDs anymore.
Yeah, true.
I actually, like, there was a, not too long ago, like half a year ago, there was a band that was standing outside of McDonald's selling CDs.
You went, wow.
Yeah, they were like a Finnish band touring in Norway or some shit. But they were standing outside of McDonald's before their show, trying to sell people CDs.
Yeah, how old did they look, though? Did they look
probably
like middle-aged?
Mid-20s.
Mm-hmm. It's a bit strange.
But I was like, CD, really? Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, just go online and
I don't even have a CD player.
Yeah. Yeah, Uber, yeah, they don't go extinct, aren't they, CDs? Like, video, what are they called now? Video players, whatever they're called.
I don't think they'll ever come back either, because, like, vinyl is, like, the cool shit if you want to have something, like, you can hold in your hand.
Yeah, it's like kind of, because obviously all these like platinum records and all this, they have like, it's on like a,
it looks like vinyl. Yeah.
So it's kind of all online now.
Yeah. But
I said you need to kind of promote yourself online before moving to LA.
Yeah, I know. I haven't got a lot of time, so I got to step it up.
Step that shit up.
But I'm going to bounce the question right back. Why don't you, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Probably I'd be fair with a couple of gals sipping on a Bacardi Breezer.
Damn. Sounds like the life.
Well, you know.
I'll be next to you in the DJ booth.
Yeah, I can be like your hyper.
My hyper.
What they call, that's what they call it, isn't it? Someone who hypes them up before they go on.
Hype man.
I'll just be one of them. I'll just get really smashed. Yeah, I'll get really smashed before every show and just hype you up. And that could be my life. You can pay me for that.
Sounds
I'll happily do that.
Yeah. And you can like set up my stream and stuff, like do all the
things. You could be like the first celebrity vlogger.
Oh, like, no, Will Smith musician. Started to do that.
Yeah, but all right, musician vlogger.
Yeah.
He's not really a musician anymore. Is that what they call musician? Artist.
Yeah. I don't know what you call it anymore. It's like producer, performing artist, studio artist. It's like so many.
Yeah.
But like, you said first celebrity vlogger. I've seen like more and more like celebrities starting to try.
Yeah, because they've seen it kind of the money that they can make and the amount of publicity that YouTube's getting, that they're kind of like, it's a free platform, why are we not on it instead of paying for like TV advertisements, like £1,000.
Plus, they know that to stay relevant, they actually have to be on the platforms.
Yeah.
Because I saw like Will Smith, like he's been doing really good with his vlogs. He's getting like a million views now. And I saw like, the Rock started trying to do stuff as well.
Yeah, but is it really good for YouTube? You know what I mean? Because it kind of puts it away from what YouTube is actually was at the beginning. You know what I mean? Where it was kind of like a platform where where people like you and me,
yeah, like community. Free. Well, I just think because if you look at The Rock and Will Smith, like the reason Will Smith has been doing so well is because he didn't try to make it this fancy Hollywood production. He actually just goes around with a camera and it's really Wait, did your mic freeze? No, webcam freeze.
Hello? No, but your stream's loading. Oh, it's back.
Oh, your webcam just froze.
Oh, did it?
Yeah. I didn't lose any frames or anything. It was either you or me.
Do you want me to turn it off and on?
That's probably all right. I don't know. It's the first time it happened, so. Or that I've seen it.
Oh, so is it back moving?
Yeah, it's still moving. It just froze
it's for back on the stream.
I didn't know if I was talking to myself or not.
All right. Yeah, you probably have for half of this podcast. You've probably just been chatting to yourself.
I don't even remember what we talked about half an hour ago. But yeah, anyways, my point is that like Will Smith is actually doing like just being himself with the camera, while The Rock, he tried to make like a Hollywood production on everything. And he only got like...
What? Does Will Smith kind of...
He vlogs, like, properly vlogs.
Yeah, like, vlogs himself and that. Like,
he's also got, like, a dude following him, I think, following him around, and then sometimes he holds it himself, like Logan Paul did.
Yeah. But think about it, though. Is it kind of... Because obviously these people, like celebrities coming on, they're obviously going to get attention straight away, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're obviously going to get subscribers and views straight away, but then all the attention goes to them, and then people, like up-and-coming people, they don't get like a looking kind of thing. Because it's like the feed, like as soon as you open up YouTube and that, it's all like commercial stuff like James Corden, like Carpool Karaoke, all his videos and stuff like that. Yeah. It's like there's nothing for starting out streamers. There's no like new channel like sections and stuff like that. Is there? So it like from like 5 years ago when you could like actually get views from uploading a video. Now when you just start off, it's kind of like really hard.
Yeah, that's true. Like that. Like all the big YouTubers say it as well. It's hard to start now compared to
it's
more crowded. Well, that's every industry though. Like every industry starts off with a small threshold, and then it just grows until it becomes stable. At least that's what I learned during my bachelor. That's one of the things I remember.
Yeah, because it was like I don't know how long ago, but like when Vine is, you know, like Logan Paul and obviously they all came over, and they all came over with obviously this massive following, didn't they?
Yeah.
So they just shot straight up to...
Yeah, but not all of them did, though. If you think about it, it's only like a handful that actually were really successful.
Yeah, so I think it was at that point where they kind of... YouTube didn't kind of have a set place, did it?
Yeah, that's true.
It was kind of starting off as...
But they came in the perfect time, though. Like when vlogging was
just before all the big money started coming in and all that.
It was like perfectly timed for them. Vlogging was growing, and then they came in and just like bump, took it over. It was meant to be.
It seems like nowadays to actually build on YouTube, you have to get a following elsewhere and bring it over onto YouTube.
Yeah.
So like all these celebrities obviously have followings from films and music and all this, and they brought it over to YouTube, and then these Viners have obviously built theirs off Vine and they brought it over to YouTube. So it seems like you have to kind of find a different platform to build this following and then bring it over.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So we need this new social media to come out.
Well, podcast is kind of the new thing right now.
Is it?
Why are we here?
Is this low-key the next big thing?
Yeah, well, if you look at every big star, they're all talking about podcasts. Like I saw FaZe Banks, he started his own like show thing, podcasty thing. If you heard about Casey Neistat, he just started a podcast with his wife. Logan Paul built a podcast room, or he was thinking about building a podcast room, and
streaming.
I think he went to streaming instead, yeah. But like I've seen all of like the major people considering it.
Yeah. Oh, speaking about the polls.
Oh.
I was watching Drama Alert.
Okay, yeah.
Have you seen it?
About,
obviously, well, I don't obviously know if it's true or not, but obviously just what I've heard from Drama Alert was saying that Greg Paul, who's the dad, obviously manages all the business side and the financing side for both of them.
Really?
Apparently, yeah.
I didn't know.
And he's really strict with money, apparently. Yeah. And he was kind of like sacking people off from I don't know if it were both sides or from Jake Paul's, obviously the Team 10 house. Yeah. He was sacking people off. And then I think it was Nick Crompton or something.
Yeah.
Was kind of like a bit offended by it. And apparently he's leaving the Team 10.
Because of it.
Yeah. And then I think one of the others, what's his name? I can't remember his name, but one of Jake's like best mates, you know, is it like Anthony or something?
I have no idea what those guys are called.
Yeah. I don't know.
I just listened to the drama about it. That's all I.
Watched. Yeah. But apparently he's leaving as well, and it's kind of they're all kind of leaving.
It's just collapsing.
Yeah, and it's apparently proper pissed Jake Paul off, and it's all big drama.
Oh shit!
So that's the YouTube drama this week.
Yeah, but I think it's because like right now people are like, "What's the next thing?" Like, no one really knows what the next thing. Or Twitch has been kind of exploding. Like vlogging was last year. Like that was like the big thing last year.
Yeah,
and now it's like calmed down a little bit. So and people are like, "What's the next thing to do?"
Yeah, because he had obviously the boxing in it. The boxing's big in it.
Yeah, true.
With obviously the KSI thing, and now the KSI and Logan Paul.
When is it anyway? Isn't it in August or something?
I think so. I'm not too sure. Hmm. I think it's in August, yeah. But obviously when that comes around, that's going to be another big drama thing, like who's going to win that.
Yeah.
So it's all going to be big talks about that.
Big talk.
Who do you think's gonna win anyway?
Honestly, I have no idea. I think KSI is gonna be a better boxer, but he has the disadvantage that Logan Paul is like big. He's tall. He's got a long reach. So if Logan Paul can use that against him, then I think KSI is pretty. Even though he's a better boxer, he's gonna be struggling.
Yeah, but obviously they have to be around the same weight class, aren't they? So Logan Paul's obviously bigger, isn't he, at the minute?
Yeah, he's just looking like a lot. Physique is bigger.
Yeah, so obviously he's going to either have to slim down or KSI's going to obviously have to beef up. Yeah. So obviously when it gets close to the fight and we see how they're actually looking,
yeah,
you know, if obviously Logan Paul's gonna have to slim down, then he could lose a lot of his power and a lot of his, you know, like, because obviously now he's looking big and he looks like if he punched, it could do some serious damage.
Yeah.
But if obviously he loses a lot of weight and he's like slims right down, he could lose a lot of that.
But still, he has the reach though.
Yeah. And also, when he was younger, he used to do wrestling, didn't he? So he's got that kind of pain. Well, thresholds, sort of.
Well, he can read other people a little bit.
Yeah. So he's got that, but then you've got KSI, who's obviously been doing the boxing for a lot longer.
Yeah, true.
But yeah, I was watching a video of him sparring in the Mayweather gym.
KSI or?
Well, I watched them both, and then it was like on the right side, it was like Floyd Mayweather sparring. Yeah. And then you watch that, and the difference is like just mad. Like even just like on the pads, like watching Floyd Mayweather compared to like KSI and Logan Paul is just like completely like.
Well, he's been doing different. He's been doing it for what, like 20 years? I don't know.
Yeah,
I have no idea. I'm just like throwing out a number.
You watch like this like KSI and you think, yeah, oh, he's not bad, he's actually pretty decent, and then you flick over and watch like Floyd Mayweather and you're like, actually,
yeah, he's not that good.
he's actually pretty
when you compare it to something.
Yeah, when you compare it to a professional, you're like, he's pretty shit.
But we've been streaming for 1 hour and 10 minutes now.
Wait, bloody hell, they go quick, these podcasts.
Yeah, I know, right? I guess we were messing around a little bit in the start. So we've probably been about an hour now.
Yeah, true.
So what are you thinking? What? Should we...
Yeah, I think we should probably end it here because we don't want to obviously talk about every single thing. No, we need other things to talk about.
In the next podcast.
Yeah.
Next week.
Oh, I feel like I'm in like some movie series.
It is.
It's like, next week on the Login Podcast. Nicholas strips off naked.
Jesus. I don't even want to think about the future. Just take it day by day.
You got to build up the anticipation. You got to want people to actually saying that you're going to strip off naked. It's probably going to send people away. Well, we won't want to tune in thinking about that.
I mean, my body isn't at the best it's been, but I mean, it's still decent.
Have you not? You not got the summer body yet?
No.
You're still working on it?
I haven't started working on it yet.
Yeah, diet starts on Monday.
Yeah. But we actually peaked on 7 viewers on Twitch while we were streaming this podcast.
Did we?
Yeah. So if you're listening to this podcast on Spotify or whatever, the SoundCloud, or we do stream our podcast live. If you want the live experience.
Better explaining what we actually, because obviously we've got the audio which will be up,
which is a podcast
on, the audio of the podcast on like Spotify and podcast, and then we've got obviously the live stream of the podcast, and then we've got on YouTube we'll have highlights and the full podcast.
Yeah, but it will be edited from the live
version. Yeah,
so it's gonna be nice. Yeah.
So yeah, I'll let you end.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was a good start though. Talked about some things. We laughed. We had fun. Peaked at 7 viewers. I would say that's pretty good. Hey, it's a start though. It's our first. It's our first stream/podcast. Got to start somewhere. It could have been zero.
It could have. I can't imagine having to do a podcast on your own. Yeah. Like in a Twitch chat, having like,
yeah, true.
We know viewers.
No one chatting. The one person we had chatting in the Twitch room was talking Russian. He was like, Russi? We're like, no, sorry.
Yeah, but obviously check out our socials.
Yeah.
On Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Is that how we're going to end it? On a...
And then you can do the outro track.
Shouldn't you... The outro track? We already have a recording of you singing it earlier on.
Yeah, but that was an intro track.
All right. But yeah, for next time, we'll definitely be better on topics, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah,
we were all over the place this time. We're talking about windmilling on an island, on a Norwegian island, and we talked about Logan Paul and KSI fight.
Yeah, I think we cleared quite a
good spectrum of topics.
Well, it was quite good. So yeah,
yep.
I'll let you sign off.
All right. Well, thank you for tuning in, either watching, listening. I guess those are the two things you can do.
Smelling
our podcast. Make sure to subscribe, follow. That's the two things you can do on our Twitch, YouTube, or wherever you may be listening. Oh, we're adding a like in there as well.
You always got to get them likes, don't you?
Yeah, true. But yeah, thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you in a week.
A week, yeah.